Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Business on the Edge Extended here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your show host, Marva Jackson. This show is brought to you by Business on the Edge, your small business problem solver. We are servicing small businesses with business coaching and consulting services, training classes, and small business resources, connections, and tools. For a free 30-minute on the edge consultation, email us at onthe edge@businessontheedge.biz. What's on the grill today? We almost didn't make the grill today, but what's on the grill? Business news. What's in the news? Let's just kind of, you may know about it or you may not know about it. Hopefully I can give you some new insight in terms of some of the things that I want to share with you in the next 30 minutes. Number one, we all heard about Margaret Thatcher, Prime Minister, passing away this week, and I am fond of Margaret Thatcher, 1925 to 2013. She just impacted the world in terms of, and being known as the life of the Iron Lady. She was known as the Iron Lady, but definitely impacted the British Prime Minister. And I like Margaret Thatcher, one, because she has a great name. I mean, you just can't go wrong with the name Margaret. But the other thing is I have this little running kind of a fun little thing that I'm connected with some friends, and they used to call me Margaret Thatcher. And so I always thought that was kind of a compliment in that no nonsense. And so we know that women can make a difference in business, in politics, in our world. We bring value to the table. She will be definitely sorely missed, and but a trailblazer for the rest of the world and the rest of the women on the planet. So we thank Margaret Thatcher for what she's given to this world and the leadership that she brought as a woman. What else is in the news? I got an email from the CEO, personal email, from the CEO a few weeks back. I mentioned and talked about on the AM 1220 KDOW show, community leader, and a source of or a type of crowdfunding, although crowdfunding does deal a lot with it being not a regulated source of a way of raising capital for your business, you know, like the Kivas, like the Kickstarters. But what's interesting is that I like what I'm hearing about these new forms of getting resources to fund your businesses. So I'm going to read a little bit of this email that I got from Joseph Bersanzi, who was a fantastic guest on my AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge show on Friday night, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. live. If you are not in the San Francisco Bay Area or the nine Bay Area counties, you can get the show on www.kdow.biz on Friday nights. Like I said, live anywhere in the world. If you have the internet and you can get to KDOW's website, then you can certainly tune in. And so I did mention on Blog Talk Radio that I was going to have this guest because small businesses are looking for funding, but they're looking for funding in a different way. Because banks, the conventional banking system for small businesses that is their small business. Loans are there, SBA loans are there as well. But I think people are looking for, small businesses are looking for new avenues because banks are not lending the way that they had prior to the downturn of our economy. But here's my little pet peeve before I tell you what's happening with crowdfunding, this report that was released, and that I just got this at 4:30 this morning, and so I'm really excited to share some of this information with you, and I will be sharing it on the AM 1220 KDOW show live Friday night. So anyway, I have this pet peeve about banks, and I am dialoguing with some of our leaders here, government leaders, assembly members. I will be addressing it with one of our senators out here in California. But I think that there needs to be some regulations or some laws that puts someone or a whether it's a group between the small business owner and the bank, or someone that can hold banks, or a process or a law, legislation, whatever the case may be. I'm not sure exactly what that would look like. But for small business owners who want to get loans for the first time for their business, banks know that small businesses typically do not know how to play the loan game. They're selling loans to business owners, and you have these high interest rates, and then you may have difficulty paying the loans back. Like a $150,000 loan, you're paying maybe $2,100, $2,200, maybe $2,000 to $3,000 a month of that loan. And you shouldn't be, but you don't know that you shouldn't be. And so I think that there needs to be something like an SEC, like if you're going to go buy stock and you've never you want to become an investor in stock. Well, you can't just jump in and be an investor in stock if you're ignorant. You know, the SEC, there's some regulations, there's some rules around it for you to get educated about how to really do that before you lose your shirt. So I think that there needs to be the same thing within the banking system between small businesses and banks. So small businesses do not lose their shirt or lose their companies because they were taken advantage of by a bank. I just have a problem with that. It really just ticks me off. And it frustrates me without getting any more indignant with my words. I like to keep my other descriptive words. You know, I need to find something in the dictionary that makes sense. But my point is that it should not be so. You should be able to go in and get funding. And so I think these crowdfunding solutions and resources are really a win. And I'm interested in seeing how that's going to impact banks in the next, let's say, 5 to 10 years. Because remember, loans from a bank, that's a product. And so they're selling those loans, so they're getting something back for it. And so this becomes a competitor for banks. And so what is Joseph Barazanzi, a community lender, talking about? And so he shares this report with regards to, let me just read this. Dear Margaret, I am very excited to tell you about a great report our good friends crowdfunding.org released Monday, April 8th, 2013. And this is the 2013 crowdfunding industry report. It's called, quote unquote, reviews the global status and economic impact of crowdfunding, including the critical and emerging sector of securities-based crowdfunding, which is interesting because this is going to be the next wave is security funding, community lending, and I like this. It is an invaluable resource. So the report reviews terms, definitions, taxes, frameworks for understanding the scope of crowdfunding, which is sweeping the globe. And I would have to agree with Joseph on that. And we will definitely get Joseph to call in on one of our Blog Talk radio shows and to give in-depth information in regards to community lending and community leader, actually community leader is his company, .com. He is a founder and CEO. So the report provides you with statistical valid numbers, charts, graphs, and maps, including, and so he shares a few of these gems, the global crowdfunding market grew by 81% in 2012 to a total funding volume of $2.7 billion, compared with 64% growth in 2011. Crowdfunding is accelerating. Also, North America platforms raised in excess of $1.6 billion, which is a 105% increase compared to 2011. In 2011, the North American crowdfunding market grew at a lesser rate of 86%. This is good stuff. What is this telling you as a business owner? That there are other ways for you to get funding, working capital for your business. Communityleader.com is definitely one of these places. If you want to get a copy of this report, you can get a copy of this report. You have to purchase it, and you can get that at crowdfunding.org. That's crowdfunding.org. What else do we have in these little gems that he's given us? North America crowdfunding is expected to reaffirm its solid lead in terms of aggregate funding volume in 2013. Close to $3.7 billion will be crowdfunded in North America in 2013, this year. So Community Leader, the company, if you want to, now they'll lend up to, I think their cap is $1 billion. But they have literally 101 steps for you to go to qualify to get the funding. But, again, what's great about this is it's not venture capitalists, it's not angel investors. There is some equity services or products that they have for you to be able to get lending, but you're able to get your equity back if you're, you know, using stock as a way to piece, you know, to sell off pieces of your stock of your company, but it's nominal, so you always maintain control of your company and business, which is a good deal because with venture capitalists and angel fundings, that gets a, you know, that's a whole different dynamic. You could lose your company. But the median size of equity-based campaigns was significantly higher at $190,000, over twice the median size of equity-based campaigns in 2011. And the final gem that he shares with this is equity-based crowdfunding, like I was just talking about, has an average funding probability of 45%. But a high pledge versus payout ratio of 93%. This indicates that equity-based crowdfunding is an efficient way to invest in terms of investment preferences. So investors will have an opportunity to invest in different companies that qualify as well. So this is like exciting, exciting news. And also Community Leader is saying that, hey, if you go buy this document, they said they would love to hear from you on your thoughts. In fact, for those of us who are considering launching a portal with Community Leaders Portfolio, you should check out that solution. They will refund you 50% of the cost of the report if you submit the report is like $495, I think, or $450. If you submit a portfolio development worksheet within 14 days of purchasing the report. So I will be adding to this and talking about this on 1220 on Friday night, AM 1220 KDOW. I am Bay Area's number one business coach. And if you want to tune in, you can tune in on Friday night live, www.kdow.biz. You can listen live, click the little button there, and you can get me. And so there's also a press release that is available, I believe, on communityleader.com's webpage. But if you wanted to pick up that press release, and this is what we're talking about on the grill, what's on the grill today is news. Business news, industry reports demonstrates growing. Crowdfunding is here and growing. So you can pick up that press release also actually on PR Web. So if you wanted to pick that up on PR Web, that would be new. 2013 industry report demonstrates crowdfunding is here and growing. So you can read that whole press release if you use those exact terms. I'm sure they'll come up on Google for sure. What else is in the news? Let me do this before I get too far. I have about 15 minutes left in this segment. And I did not thank our listeners. I did tell you who the show was sponsored by, but I just never want to take it for granted that you take time out of your day to listen to this show or listen to the AM 1220 KDOW show. We appreciate your listenership always, always, always. It is really an honor for us to get your ear and hopefully say things and do things that's going to help you be more productive and profitable in your business and in your profession. That is our goal, and we desire to help bring you information that could be helpful to you. I'm going to talk about something now that is kind of one of my favorites here in the Bay Area. I'm sure you have something similar in your area or your city or your state. But every year, the San Jose Business Journal, and the Business Journal, you definitely can find in different states. This is not just the Business Journal for Silicon Valley, Business Journal, San Jose, but you can get the Business Journal in Los Angeles, Dallas, and I know that there's, I believe that there's 30 cities or 50 cities that you can pick up the Business Journal for your area. In our area, annually, we have the Women of Influence. You meet the top 100 women who are influencing around the Bay Area. And so I'm always excited to read and see who's made the list. And I'm going to share a few of them with you, which is fantastic. But this is really a great resource. And for those of you that are here in the Bay Area, you can get the Silicon Business Journal, or you can get this online and see who's made the list. You can get a little bio background and just congratulate some of these ladies. They're bringing, again, change, and they're bringing resources and products and services and paving the way for many of us that are out here running businesses or doing something unique within our workforce. So, women in business, who's made the list this year in the biotech industry? We've got Karen Bernstein. She is the chairman and editor-in-chief of BioCentury Publications, and so here in San Carlos. So if you get a chance, email her, pick up the phone, call the and by the way, this is a really great way to bridge opportunities, to create new business opportunities. So, and you know, for them to hear about it and says, hey, I heard about it on Blog Talk Radio, Business on the Edge Extended with Margaret Jackson, they're going to be shocked that it even reached some sort of media level that someone's talking about it. And I would definitely congratulate them on air this Friday night, as I did last year, and salute them because they have worked extremely hard. So definitely Karen Bernstein in the biotech industry, Karen Talmadge, all these Karens, while Karen Appleton, tech giant, Renew Bahasia, I'm not sure, I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. She's a VP of Sales and Business Development, Marvel Semiconductors, and Karen Appleton is a Senior VP of Global Alliance Box. So, again, if you do get the insert, and it is an insert from the Silicon Valley Business Journal, this is the April 5th edition. You can get a copy of this. And again, you can get that online at the San Jose Business Journal's website. And along with that, you can click into whatever city that you're interested in as well. Who else do we have? You know, Silicon Valley is known. We are Silicon Valley for a reason. So you're going to get technology. For example, we had the last week, if you were in the area and you had an opportunity to go to the Cloud Connect, it was a fantastic event here in the Bay Area. Cloud Connect, you have to be mobile. You have to be looking at resources that you can bring to your customers that are mobile. We want to see apps. We want to see cloud solutions. And especially for small businesses, they tend to shy away from some of these new technologies, newer technologies to do business, some of the older small businesses, but you really, really need to become technology savvy. And so we appreciate those that work in the tech industry, and so some of the other tech giants that have won: Lisa Dolan, Vice President of Strategic Sales. She is the Vice President of strategic, can I get that out, sales at Elam. Lisa Edwards, former managing senior director, Oracle Women's Leaders, Oracle Corp, and founder and CEO of 8 Count Leadership. Susan Haley, head of global talent acquisition, eBay. So women are doing stuff. It's fantastic. So I want to thank, I'm not going to read all 100 because it would take me more than what I have left in the show to do it, but I do want to say, get a copy of this, look them up online, wherever you're at in the country, in the world. Some of these companies are in the global market, so connect with them. Tell them you heard it here on Blog Talk Radio that they won Silicon Valley's award of the Women of Influence, and they only do 100 a year, 100 Women of Influence, and, you know, send them a card, you know, handwrite a card. You know, that would probably even be better tasteful than an email, and let them know that, you know, we appreciate your hard work, keep up the good work, and then, you know, look for an opportunity to maybe dialogue. It might be an open door for you. They love this sort of stuff, and we love this sort of stuff, that you would take time out of your day and really salute. Like, I love this article here. I see how sleeping by the oven paid off. And this is a quote by Sarah Tidar, and she also won, she's one of the women of influence. And this is what she said: I think my drive to just get an income let me ignore all the signs that were saying this would be a rough path. You know, building business, starting business, it's just difficult. But sometimes you're thrown into business just because you got to create an income. The economy is still not where it needs to be, and you've stood in line. You've maybe exhausted your any resources that you were getting, whether it was being laid off, and maybe you got some sort of exit package, or maybe you were getting unemployment, and maybe that's worn out, and you still can't find a job. You have to do something, and so I understand that because I have my own story in terms of business on the edge, so that's exciting. And so I'd love to hear some of these stories and get some of these ladies on here. Cindy Chavez won. Cindy Chavez, wow, congratulations to Cindy Chavez. Cindy Chavez is the former vice mayor of San Jose. So I've worked with her on a couple of projects, and magnificent person, loves to give back to the community. So that's actually excellent. Again, some great winners this year. I am flipping through the Women of Influence insert even as I do this show. And let me just tell you, it is worth your time to just pick up the phone, call these organizations, and even if you don't get them directly, send the message that you were there and you heard about them. In fact, San Jose Business Journal definitely encourages this type of connection because, again, doing business today, and especially as a small business or woman in business, or maybe you're a professional woman and maybe you're looking for a job, or maybe you're, you need to make new connections and do some other networking. Contacting these ladies, and you don't have to make 100 phone calls. You can. That would be impressive. But you can say, you know what, you know, I just want to, like I said, say thank you for doing a great job. This, you never know what doors will be open for you. So this is fantastic stuff. And I know I keep reiterating this, but I'm telling you, I've seen this work. We've done it. We've connected. We definitely called, I think we called everyone on our list last year from our office and on air. I congratulated every single woman on air last year, AM 1220, on the KDOW show, every single one of them. I said, by name, by company, and let me tell you, it's an hour show with commercial breaks. It's exciting, but it took a push just to get them all out, but I was really glad we were able to do it because we need to make sure that we salute our, those that are paving the way and those that are making a difference and impacting our world. So we have about 5.5 minutes left in the show. And again, I was just talking about today on the grill, you know, what's in the news. And so look at crowdfunding at Community Lending and crowdfunding.org. You know, if you're looking for unique ways of getting working capital for your business or getting your business to the next level. Maybe you're trying to expand or grow. These are really great opportunities and resources to do that. Also, one other topic on the grill that I want to talk about today, Intuit. I like Intuit. Intuit, you know, if you're familiar with QuickBooks and accounting for small businesses, it's one of the best. I say that it is the best accounting system for small businesses to get you going and getting all the features you need for keeping your business on the right accounting and financial track. They do this contest, and they're doing it this year, and it's called Love a Local Business. And this you can do all over the country. You do not have to be in the Bay Area. And you can go to, excuse me, lovealocalbusiness.com, and you can register your business in three easy steps. You know, these are for small businesses growing strong. So they are going to give away 15 grants, 15 wishes. These are $5,000 grants, and you can infuse it into your company however you choose. You know, it could be in marketing. It could be in supplies. It could be maybe you need new signage. Maybe you need, I'm not sure what it is, but you can win those resources. So, again, it's three easy steps. You know, you tell them your wish, you share your wish, and then hopefully you get your wish granted. And you can use Facebook and other resources to get people to go in and vote for your business. So I love the local business. And so that's a great contest for small businesses. So if you get a chance, go out there and register, because I think registration closes actually May 5th. I'm not exactly sure, but they do have the information on their wish granting actually begins May 6th. So you want to go and get involved right now so you can get those, you know, those tweets, those people, you know, your customers that love your business to your page where they can vote for your business on Love a Local Business and win $5,000. I mean, that's just, you have to be in it to win it. So good luck with you and to you on that as well. Finally, about 2.5 minutes left. Again, I am Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's number one business coach on AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge, on Friday night, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. If you get a chance to tune in, you can tune in locally if you're in any of the 9 Bay Area counties. And I think you can stretch down close to L.A. from time to time. So if you're in the right place, you might be able to get us on your radio. But if not, you can tune in on the web, www.kdow.biz, and listen live anywhere in the world. We've had people listen live from different countries, which is always exciting. We like to hear about that. And if you are interested in being a guest on our show on Blog Talk Radio or on AM 1220 KDOW, send us an email at ontheedge@businessontheedge and give us some information about your business, your company. We'll take a look at what you're doing, and if we like you, we'll have you on both Blog Talk Radio and AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge. And if you like business and finance, KDOW is the third largest market in the nation. So you get guys like Rob Black, who is fantastic. If you want to learn about stocks and you want to learn about smart investments, he's your guy. Retirement, he's your guy, and he's definitely off the cuff. He's radical in how he gives things. He's probably one of the most entertaining investment gurus, retirement gurus on the planet. He is my favorite talk show host for sure on the planet. So you want to check out Rob Black, you can check him out Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And I am also 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. on Friday nights Pacific Standard Time as well. Again, you are listening to Margaret Jackson on Blog Talk Radio, Business on the Edge Extended. And if you want to get a live version on AM 1220 KDOW, tune in. Check out our website on businessontheedge.biz. Go out to our Facebook page and like us at Business on the Edge. And let us know you heard about us on Blog Talk Radio. Check out our classes, training classes, and soon we'll have webinars, and you can pick those up anywhere from around the country. And we'll have that soon, and we'll let you know when that comes. Again, as always, remember, whatever you do, live life on purpose and what the purpose